Well, today we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We celebrate that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. And it's a beautiful teaching of the Church. It's very important teaching, not just as it relates to the Blessed Mother, but also as it relates to Jesus himself. The teachings of Mary kind of protect the teachings of Jesus. You can think about like the teachings of Jesus as like a tower, you know, and like there's a fence around the tower, be the teachings of Mary. Mariology protects Christology. And it's a beautiful thing. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was, think about the days of Moses. Moses was told to build a tent and put in the middle of the tent this ark. And it was made out of various materials, including a type of wood, but only one type of wood, acacia wood. And acacia wood in the Old Testament is all over the place. God chooses that because he says, because it's the only type of wood that is does not rot, and it is not subject to insects, you know, termites and all those different things. And it's a wood that endures. It doesn't decay, it doesn't decompose, it doesn't fall apart. And that's why the Ark of the Covenant was to be built out of that and gold. And so that's 1,000 years after Moses and all the doing this with the tent with the Ark of the Covenant, comes King David. King David takes that same Ark of the Covenant and he puts it in the middle of the Temple of Jerusalem. Well, then 1,000 years go by and the Babylonians come and they level out Jerusalem, completely gone. But fortunately, Jeremiah the prophet knew this was going to come. And so he went and he took the Ark of the Covenant to Mount Nebo and he hid it there so it would be safe. Hasn't been seen since. However, in their first century, the Jews always, they all knew that the Ark of the Covenant was coming back. The Ark of the Covenant was coming back. And how does it come back? The Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother who just like acacia wood, doesn't decompose. Blessed Mother is incorrupt. Her body is taken with her soul to heaven. Unlike our bodies, which when we die will decompose, although one day they will be restored and reunited with our souls in heaven at the second coming, is the teaching of the Scripture and the teaching of the Church, which is why we reverence the body, even in death. We reverence the body in cemeteries and with incense at the funeral mass, because the body is important, and what we do with our bodies matters. But this teaching of the Assumption reminds us that Mary is the incorruptible, most beautiful Ark of the Covenant, that she houses Jesus within her, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was overshadowed by what was called a glory cloud. The Blessed Mother is overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, who conceives Jesus in her womb. And she becomes this beautiful, incredible Ark of the Covenant. And that is the teaching of the Assumption, that her body did not decompose. When she fell asleep, we call it the Dormition of Mary. And on the top of the place where this happened, there's a place called Dormition Abbey in Jerusalem. But where Mary fell asleep and was raised body and soul into heaven. Now, what does this have to do with us? I think number one, it reminds us how beautiful is our mother. How beautiful is our mother Mary, that we have a mother, body and soul, waiting for us in heaven. A mother, body and soul, praying for us in heaven. It's pretty good. Number two, this reminds us where our bodies are ultimately headed. Our bodies are meant to be in heaven with our souls. At the second coming, our bodies will be raised up, reunited in the glorified Jesus. And pretty awesome. Number three, Mary was only preserved this way because she was made perfectly pure. And when you think about something that pure, like 100%, like if you say this is pure gold, it's 100% gold. It's nothing else. 100% gold. Mary is 100% about the things of Jesus. Mary is 100% pure because she is 100% about the things of God. And that's our goal too. When we say we need to grow in purity of body, mind, and soul, it's not just like some sexual purity, which is true, but it's also a purity of I need to be entirely about the things of God. May Our Lady the Assumption help us in that. Let us stand for our